Welcome to the 2-Minute Wake Up Podcast. My name is John Warner and I'm pumped you're listening. My desire is for you to wake up to who you were created to be. Genesis 2, 21 and 22 say, "So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. While the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib and he brought her to the man." In reference to the biblical text, author Leonard Sweet has said, "Can you trust the details?" His point is that the Bible has been crafted to communicate. Even in the details, there's communication taking place. Far too many have missed the truth illustrated by the short moment in creation's narrative. For starters, in Hebrew, the form of the word that has been translated rib is a little bit interesting. It is more likely that the text is portraying God as taking a handful of bone and flesh out of Adam's side to use in the construction of Eve. Another suggestion goes so far as to suggest that God divides Adam in half, one half remaining as Adam, and the other half being made into Eve. Friends, can you trust the details? While seeming every part in ancient myth, within the story, there's clearly communication going on. The image isn't intended as an anatomy lesson. It is more a functional statement. Every possibility being intended by the text, whether half of Adam, a handful of bone and flesh, or simply just a rib, communicates with striking imagery that woman was taken from man's side to be by his side. It wasn't from Adam's head, implying female dominance over men. It wasn't from Adam's feet, implying male dominance over women, but from his side. There's an equality written into the narrative. Friends, waking up to who we were created to be requires we live in light of this equality. To the sisters listening right now, I am sorry for how you've been treated. Too often you have been pushed down. But friends, the world needs you to bring your strength, passion, vision, and compassion to the table. We need you. And to the brothers listening to me right now, I'm sure that you have not intentionally held our sisters down, but too many of us haven't pulled our sisters up, haven't gotten out of the way, and haven't ensured their place at the table. Friends, we need them. We need you to wake up to who you were created to be and pursue the vision of equality illustrated in this text. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Wake Up. If you're liking the daily perspective offered by the podcast, make sure you subscribe so that you never miss an episode. Also, I gotta tell you that I get super excited when you rate, review, like, and share the podcast. It fuels my fire to keep going. My name is John, and I hope that our time together helps you wake up to who you were created to be.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.